here we go.
Who the hell are you, man?
Genius billionaire playboy philanthropist.
We are the Knight!
Nerd!
Hold on to your butts.
And now for something completely different.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Knights of Nerded 2 podcast. We are a podcast for all things nerd. My name is Chris. I'm here with
Sam
and Sean.
And on Skype, we have
John.
I was expecting something there.
Yeah, me too.
Like, there was a big pause.
That's, you know what, that's okay.
I'm not always that funny.
He's keeping tabs on the Bruins for us right
Listen,
now.
Listen, he's getting older. He can't always keep up the same performance.
There's pills for that. Well, anyway, so on tonight's episode, we discuss how opinions don't change after a documentary comes out. We take a look at the new HBO documentary, Paterno.
Well, it's not really a documentary.
It's a close enough.
No.
Mm. No.
It's like a biography in a way.
Then that's a better word for it. Autobiography? No.
No, auto would be by Paterno.
Yeah,
that'd be kind of hard.
If he came back from the grave and did it, I mean, no one would still let him do it.
Would a docudrama be a better?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's do that then. Okay. Docudrama. But, okay. All right.
Just, we'll it's just a discuss docudrama. We'll discuss
it later. Stay with
spend way too much time
Even
on
then,
this.
I wouldn't call it a docudrama.
Next up.
Shut up, Sam.
How important are core workouts in the new season of Westworld? Tom Hardy visits a speech therapist. We finally get the official Venom trailer. And lastly, the Knights visit the pool. The dead space pool for Avengers Infinity War. We have the Vegas odds for major Avengers death in the movie, the new Marvel movie Infinity War, which comes out Thursday night. But first and foremost, as always,
Star Wars trivia. All right, so last week, our question was, how many languages does C-3PO speak? Any takers? Any takers?
Eight.
John?
Is it 3,000?
No. It's, I want to say it's 6 million forms of communication.
Correct.
Yes. Damn, yes.
That was exactly what I was
like,
going to say.
I'm hunkering down the number. It's like Sam said eight, and that's not true. It was a multiple of three. I know that.
It's between eight and affinity. So what are those numbers?
One should be five.
He's been lying the whole time.
All right.
That was a tough one.
Yeah,
that was a tough one, just because you have to, and everybody's repeating that same line.
Yes.
I am C-3PO. I am fluent over 6 million forms of communication.
You may not have recognized me because of my red arm.
Anyways.
Anyways, next week.
So this week's question, as my phone goes black, who does Princess Leia impersonate to gain access to Jabba's palace? I feel like these questions are getting harder unless you absolutely love.
Wait, we
Return
have to like the name.
Yeah, well, what's the name? It's next week, Sam. You got a week to think about it.
Yeah, this one's gonna be a little tricky. We're still in Return of the Jedi.
Yes. But we're going to be in Return of the Jedi.
This
for
one's
going
to be pretty tricky.
Yeah.
Because they. Do they actually say the name in the
no.
movie?
No.
Yeah.
But I know. Because it's right. my favorite movie. So.
All right. So
anyways, moving on.
Let's move on to the main topic for tonight. We're going into Westworld and how important are core workouts in the new season of Westworld. So, the season 2 premiere for HBO's new hit series, Westworld, to take the place of Game of Thrones, started on Sunday night, 9 o'clock, and we picked up a little bit after the end of season one, and we're filling in kind of what happened in between that
to
point.
Bernard mainly.
Bernard is
the main storyline here of like piecing everything together.
Mm-hmm.
Because it seems like
so he's still
no
a robot.
One, he's
still a robot.
Yeah, he's a host. He's a host. And he's the only one who knows it. No one else knows it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's even that scene where they have a card with all the like very important people, and he's on there.
You notice this may be nothing, but I noticed it. But they covered up part of his name.
Yeah.
I was like, feels like that might be something.
Could be. They also took his fingerprints. And it wasn't rejected. Mm. And you'll notice, and now the big, I guess the big thing this season is, I think his name is Jeff Skarsgård. No, the actor who plays kind of that head guy who's kind of taking over the Westworld, executing the hosts. It's a Skarsgård.
Okay. Oh, yeah,
I think his first name is... Can you look that up?
I will.
I want to say...
It's definitely not just Jeff.
No, it's
Jeffrey Skarsgård. Spelling. He's got the most Scandinavian name.
He's in
possible.
Vikings. He plays Floki in Vikings. He's really good, and I think he deserves more roles, and this is... So far, I like what I see, especially with the role that he's kind of playing right now.
You mean Jeff?
What's his
I don't
name?
Know. I know. I just kind of want to refer to him as Jeff now.
Yeah, go for it.
Like, hey, look, it's Jeff Skarsgård.
He's a Skarsgård. He's from... Where is he from this time? He's from Japan.
He's from Japan.
He's our favorite Skarsgård from Japan.
Going off of that, Chris doesn't know geography.
Don't know geography. Japan's landlocked, right?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah. The Pacific Ocean's a land.
Well, anyway, I like his...
Are we doing this because, like, Sam thought Volvos are from Japan?
No.
Oh, okay. There was that a while ago? Wait, what?
I don't know. I remember you thought Volvos were from Japan at one point.
When did I think that?
Who knows?
No, we're talking about when we talked about the Meg trailer on here, and Chris thought that...
I don't think John was here for that.
Jason Statham was from Australia.
Yeah.
And then I thought...
Oh, right.
And then he was like, final...
You two was from England.
Not... Yeah.
Yeah.
It took a while to... get the correct pairing on anything.
Yeah. The guy's name is Gustav.
Gustav. Okay. Well, anyway, I like his...
I like Jeff.
I like Jeff, too. I'm going to refer to him as Jeff Skarsgård from now on. I will become famous one day. I will sit down with him and be like, how's it going, Jeff?
Well, what do you
Gustav's
guys think?
Close to Jeff.
Hey, let's get back
There's
on target. Let's get back on target here.
Hey, but what about the Chinese guys, right?
Yeah, what was with that? Like, did they mention the Chinese guys?
I think what the deal is that Westworld, I'm assuming, is, like, located, like, off the coast of, like, China, like, the South China Sea or something like that, which syncs up really well to the real world. One of the many things that happens in the course of the episode. But, you know, you get, like, little hints like that. What I liked about this episode is... started to build the world around Westworld, the park itself. Didn't see too much, but the curtain started to peel back a little bit, which I thought was cool. I texted you guys right away, or right before the show started, asking, you know, over under 2.5 timelines, and the second the show started, I knew over was definitely going to be the case, because I think we're probably looking at, like, 4, or who the hell knows how many this year.
Do you think?
But
multiple timelines?
Well, you have...
Or multiple... cast members at different times.
It's well, I feel like once again this is going to be one of those, like, you got to piece everything together and it'll all be revealed at the end kind of thing.
You think? I was only getting the feeling of 2 timelines.
Well, because you've got 2 with Bernard. You have him waking up at the beach.
Yeah.
And then you have the immediately after Dolores killing Ford. So you have those 2 timelines that they're following there. Plus, you've got Dolores doing whatever.
See, I think that's the same time.
As which one?
As Bernard.
Which one?
Because
no, but which Bernard? Which part of Bernard?
No. The now.
Okay.
You know, so after everything happened.
Okay.
I think that's Dolores just going around cleaning house.
And then we also have the man in black following him around literally right after.
Like the day after.
Yeah.
Yeah, but again, I think he's same time as both Bernard's current and then the one in the past. I think we're only dealing with 2. I really don't think there's more than that, and there's nothing to say otherwise except for last season. Yeah. That's
well,
the only evidence of multiple
things. The man in black can't be with the now Bernard because they visit the town and all the towns are rotting. Oh,
yeah.
The people in the town are rotting.
And when he's there, it's
when
like
he wakes
the day
up,
after.
Like it's the day after.
So he's got one... Yeah, and that would be
so
the other Bernard timeline where it was right after
Dolores.
Yeah,
that might be with the other Bernard.
But. Yeah. I think there's only two. It's just, again, same time, different characters. They're just scattered.
Yeah.
And it makes it seem like it's multiple. You're making, I think you might be overhyping, or not overhyping, but overanalyzing all the timelines for that. I think there's only two.
Well, let me tell you something, Buster, is that the very beginning, you've got Dolores talking to Bernarnold again. You know, very much like the scenes last year where she was talking to Arnold. But it's because, you're totally supposed to be the same, right? Like, it's definitely happening in the past and not, like, within the 2 weeks, I'm sure. And then, then they also had Jimmy Simpson show up as the young man in black in the trailer, so yeah. That's going to show up at some point, so yeah. I'm going with four, but not that that really matters right now. But.
I think, right now we're only seeing two, but this, I really like how they're bringing back the man in the black hat again, the young version, what's his name, John? Jimmy?
Will.
Will?
Yeah, William.
William, okay.
Jeff.
No, Jeff comes in later.
Jeff is a Skarsgård.
Jeff is a Skarsgård.
He's from India, Sam. God.
You need to watch Vikings. I think I do. You really would enjoy it.
I do need to watch Vikings.
Maybe not John or maybe Sam, but you will definitely like it.
Oh, I know I really like it. It's just I haven't gotten around to it.
Yeah.
But anyways, Westworld.
So, have you guys ever had a show where, whether it's the second season or just after time, where like, I have no idea where I stand on, like, any of these characters. Like, if I want them to succeed or not. Like, all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, man, fuck Dolores. And then, like, when the man in black, like, puts on his man in black suit and, like, starts fucking shit up again, I'm like, oh, yeah, this guy's bad.
You get all excited
when in reality,
and giddy.
Yeah.
He was a bad guy last year.
Yeah, I'm happy that the man in black is back.
Just scored again.
You know what I can almost see with this season?
Sorry.
3-2. Is that the man in black's going to go back to being a white hat.
Yeah, like redemption kind of thing. Like, well, because this is what he was looking for.
Yeah.
Consequences. There's stakes, quote unquote, and, there's stakes now.
And we know in the outside world, he's a really good guy. But here, he's trying to live sort of some sort of opposite life. But now the stakes are real. He might revert back to who he really is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might find something in the world to become a protector for. And then become the white hat, a white hat again.
Yeah.
Because Dolores looks like she's just...
She's off the deep
end. On a rampage.
I really feel like Teddy's going to kill Dolores.
Teddy gets his revenge. He finally doesn't die.
Well, the reason why was like that whole conversation she has with him where she's like, I can see the past, the present, and the future, and it ends with you and me.
Mm.
And like Teddy that whole time is like, what are we doing? I'm kind of uncomfortable with this. I kind of get the vibe that Teddy's going to be the one that ends up killing Dolores. Okay. Or Dolores kills Teddy.
That's not a bad prediction.
Well, I mean, was that Teddy in the lake?
Yeah.
Oh, was that?
I don't know. I don't know.
I couldn't
make
out the face.
I thought it was Teddy. Amy thought it was the writer that is with Maeve right now.
Oh, what's his face?
Yeah.
I am in love with Maeve.
Yes.
The
only character that, like, you sort of understand on this show, or, like, at least, like, unapologetically are like, yes, this person is pretty much, like, good, even though she, like, kills punch people.
Yeah. Yes. It's not just, I want her to succeed in everything she does. Oh, and Dolores scares the crap out of me this season. She's just riding around. Again, core workout. This is it. Do you see her? Remember her riding the horse and then like taking the gun and shooting the person while riding the horse? Just the core strength. Rock would be proud.
Like the Dolores like storyline is a little getting on my nerves because it's like it's feels way up its own ass.
What do you mean? Like,
she's trying
like
to play God
to some extent, or like it's one tone. It's like, oh, we're just gonna go shoot a bunch of people, and I'm like, what? What? Like, what?
But
we're just gonna murder a bunch of people now? Okay.
Yeah, but she keeps going off on she keeps going off on like the how she's like, what's existence like, and it's really like. It's really trying to be deep, but like I'm like, dude, this is a show about people fucking robots. Calm down.
She totally just took that philosophy seminar freshman year.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, what are you doing, show? Like,
Did we get... There was no nudity in...
Yeah,
no, wait,
was.
Hold on. Yep. Okay, I'm trying to nudity. Think.
There was that one like scene where like, hey, you know who we haven't seen naked yet? The writer guy. Strip!
Yeah.
Which is, was an odd scene.
It was. Like, she's like, I don't need this. Like, why is this happening?
Good for you for not just showing boobs, but getting some penis in there.
Oh, so, there's so much penis in the first season.
Remember last season?
Well, flopping everywhere.
Like HBO, though.
It must hurt.
Like HBO, though, has been known for only showing boobies, but now we're getting something for the ladies.
No, Game of Thrones was the one with the...
There were, like, no penises in Game of Thrones.
No, but there was the sound of, like, a male-on-male.
The sound, I mean.
Yeah, that can be as... Well, some people like it. Personally, whatever. It just was
including
a
you?
Weird. Well, I'm not going to say some people don't, but...
Yeah, but
anyway,
no banging.
Not this. That's okay. I really don't care because the show is just good anyway. I'm hooked in. Like, the claws are in deep.
Oh yeah,
for this show.
Me, not so much. I don't know.
God no, damn it, are you kidding me?
I'm not sold yet. I'm just like, oh
my God.
I've seen this story before. It's just like your ordinary Frankenstein story.
I've got like maybe it's like a 1 in 8 chance here. It's low, but I got this weird feeling in the back of my head that like we might become like a new Walking Dead with like a solid like first season, second season's like okay, and then it's just sort of the same thing over and over again. Again, that's like way too early to make this call, but like I don't know.
Where does the show go?
I got a sneaking suspicion. Well, I have no idea where it's going.
Second season of Walking Dead was actually rated and viewed better than the first. So if you're thinking, just to clarify, I know what you're saying. But you're right. Where does
where do we go from here? Like, there's nothing about the show so far that makes me feel like, oh, I don't know where this is going to go. I can kind of see where this is going.
The show has me on the roller coaster for maybe 3 seasons. I'm completely strapped in for this for at least 3 seasons. After that, I'll make my determination at the end of season 3.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat. It's like the Walking Dead roller coaster. See where we are after season 3 and
season 1 had me hooked.
Yeah.
For the first
season
four,
two with Herschel was great.
5, 6.
Yeah.
Drop down.
Like, this is part of the reason why I'm rooting for Teddy to turn on Dolores, because I feel like that would be interesting if there's some kind of conflict between the robots. Like, that would be interesting.
Here's the thing.
They're not slaves.
The HBO...
Yeah, I was waiting for you to be like, you know, robot is the check word for slave.
Here's the thing. I think the HBO execs know what works more so than regular cable TV. And I think that shows in how long some of these seasons have between the previous season, aka it's been over a year for Westworld, and it's going to be over a year and a half for Game of Thrones, because number one, it takes 55 days to film a battle, but you know, they're not going to put out crap that is not Curb Your Enthusiasm was out for a while. They're not going to put it out if it's not funny. Westworld has a crazy tripped out formula that works. And they're not going to put out something. HBO has so much money that they don't hire bad talent that they'll sit down and say, this is worth it. Let's keep going. If not, rewrite everything. Do it over again.
I could also see them just being like, it's Westworld. People will watch it.
Yeah. Put some tea in killing people, you know?
Yeah.
The weird thing about this episode, and like, I don't know, I just felt like, did it seem like it was just kind of wandering? Like, it wasn't like a complete sort of, like, I guess maybe comparing it to the pilot, both being the first episodes of each respective season, is maybe unfair. Like, pilots are always like a self-contained idea, they're like a pitch for the show, whereas, I don't know, this... Like I said, I mean, I have no idea where we're going or why, which, I mean, it's fine in one sense. Like, you don't want to, like, know what the plot is or, like,
yeah,
you know,
you don't want it to
be too predictable, but
it's the first episode, too. Like, they're setting up what the plot's going to be, like, kind of reminding us where we are without doing a recap.
Yeah.
Even though they did a recap.
But yeah, just kinda I still like, needed... It took me a little while to remember that Maeve has the ability to control now.
Yeah, all the
yeah,
the other
it
hosts.
Took me a while to figure that out. I'm like, why can she do this so easily? Yeah. And then it just... It had to think about it for a second. Now, do you guys think there's going to be... So last season we had bombshells. Like, major plot twists. Or not twists, but revelations. Do you guys think they're going to top that? Or
hopefully
come
not.
Below that? I mean, you had Bernard being a host. You had the killing of Anthony Hopkins. And then Dolores is essentially free reign.
I'm hoping...
Will being the man in black.
Will being the man in black, yeah.
I'm hoping not, because if they keep that up, it's just going to get old.
I think that...
It's a different take.
I would love to see... I mean... Having surprises like that is fun and interesting and keeps it fresh. But, like, last year, that was clearly, like, a crutch. You know, like, that was, like, you really take away all the twists and turns. And there's not much there from the first season, unfortunately. If we can kind of, like, branch out, develop the characters a bit, and still have, you know, a couple sort of twists in there, I don't think that's the, like, the end of the world, you know?
No. Mm-hmm. I think the show also thrives... on another level because the acting is very good.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some characters that people just thought weren't portrayed well, but the list of characters who are the actors and actresses who do these characters, like Ed Harris, I think is fantastic in this. Mm. And then Tandy Newton has easily my vote for the kind of the breakthrough, not breakthrough role, but I guess comeback role. Because when was the last... What was the last thing she was in?
I don't even know.
I know she was in a Mission Impossible movie. And she was in something else, but... Comeback role. If anything. And then everybody loves Ava Rachel Wood. I think she does a pretty good Dolores. I mean, she's...
I'm really hoping really well. I don't hate her.
Oh, she was in Crash.
Crash. So, breakthrough role.
But, like, I'm really hoping I don't hate Dolores by the end. Because, like, right now, I'm just like...
Hey, she's in Solo.
Who?
Who, Tandy Newton?
Yeah.
I won't see that movie. Not because of Tandy Newton.
But, like I'm hoping I don't hate Dolores by the end. Because, like, right now, every time she, like, got up on the screen, I'm just like, ugh. Another long-winded monologue about what the meaning of reality is.
And, like, I just don't understand, like, what she's doing. Like, with the scene where the three people who are hanging, it's like, I don't know.
They're humans, obviously.
Right.
I think she's just torturing them.
Yeah, I mean...
Just payback
for what
they did to them.
It's not super interesting,
you know,
over the long haul.
For her being the character that goes off on, like how she's in control now... She seems like the one character who's not driven by personal, like, wants.
Who, Dolores?
Are you saying she's on her period, Sam?
No, but...
Wait, Dolores?
Dolores, yeah.
So God complex?
No.
That's where it's going.
Well,
you know that's where it's going.
It's feeling like God complex. But at the same time, like, you can't pinpoint why she's doing this other than, like, well, she's kind of programmed that way. Whereas all the other... hosts all seem to be doing what they're doing because they want to do it now.
Yeah, I want to find that out. I want to find out where they went off script because did they explain that? Dolores is off script and then Maeve is off script.
On script though. That's what Ford was kind of doing.
Yeah,
her.
But what about the other hosts? Because they're going around killing everybody.
Yeah.
How do they get free?
That was... Well, I don't know how... Well,
or are they
well,
still
I think
connected?
It's just like... Well, Ford, like, cleared out the cold storage. Which, actually, we never know who did that, right? Like, it's presumed, I guess, to be Ford, but no one really knows.
Mm.
Also, the other thing, if I remember correctly from the last season, were they saying that Maeve, like, it was Felix or somebody that was saying, like, it was in her programming to do what she was doing, like, trying to leave and, like, get on the train.
Yeah. Yeah, because and then she looks back at her script, and it basically says everything she just did.
Yeah, yeah, it was written.
It's funny because it was written down.
Yeah,
who wrote that though? Did they say who wrote that?
No.
Because at first, that's what I thought they were talking about when they're saying a package leaving the island. But I forgot that it was Dolores' father or whatever. The guy who goes nutty in the first episode.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We see for like 3 seconds in a flashback.
Yeah. Well, I'm still hooked.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'll keep going. We'll see.
Well,
I'm gonna keep watching it because I don't want to sit here like I did last season and do nothing for an hour while you guys talk.
Sam, take my advice. Just watch the important episodes. You'll be fine.
All right. So, John, you want to move on?
But don't plan it. Just do it.
You guys want any crazy conspiracy corner?
Yes, we do.
Okay. I'm trying not to go super deep this year because, like, I feel like legit, like, the show is ruined by, like, the fourth episode.
Okay.
Well, don't go down Reddit threads.
I know. I'm just trying to skim. So, the only one I found interesting that I watched the episode again and it didn't seem actually the case, but the way they treat Bernard when he wakes up on the beach, they're not, for somebody who has just been through a traumatic event, like, they don't really seem to be like, hey, bud, are you okay? They're just like, hey, Bernard, we need you to do all this shit. Like, almost as if maybe they're trying to, like, reboot him, like bring him through, like, a loop so maybe he can remember, like, what the fuck happened. You know what I mean?
Like, okay, so you're saying
like, it wasn't the first time they've done this.
Oh, okay.
And, like, they know he's a robot.
Okay.
Ooh, one other thing. I loved the, like, drone things. Those are fucking dope, dude.
Oh,
those
yeah.
Those are scary as shit.
The things with no face?
Yeah.
Yeah, those things are cool.
What the... Oh, the kind of creators?
Yeah.
The makers? All right. Yeah, anyway. Those things are pretty creepy.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's move on. Let's move on to the next topic, the new Venom trailer. And we finally got the official trailer this week.
Yeah, yesterday.
We actually got to see the symbiote, or symbiotes.
The Clintar.
And I actually heard every single word Tom Hardy said.
In his very weird, almost waterboyish accent.
Yeah, did you get that sense that he was a little...
slow?
Yeah. Yeah. Mentally challenged.
Yeah.
No, he's just a tough guy from Brooklyn. That's how they all talk.
Like, he talks very... You work for one of the bad guys.
It's just really weird. It was really weird. Yeah. I don't know if I'll be able to get over that.
Tom, once again, this time, like, the opposite. Usually it's, Tom Hardy, I don't know what the fuck you're saying. Like, you need, like, a speech coach or something. This time it's like, I know everything you're saying. You just sound weird.
Yeah, you're supposed to be a reporter who is literate.
The lines in the trailer are not the best.
No, I don't know if...
you think?
I don't know if that... Okay, so that falls on... I don't know if it's the script's fault or if it's him just not being able to do
it. It feels like the script.
It's 100% the script.
Just saying. I don't... I like
right now. That could change because there could be 6 million redos or reshoots.
Yeah.
Just the whole, like, you know, you work for one of the bad guys, right? It's like, that's an actual line.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
So, okay, so breaking this down, there's some things that we get. First of all, you notice that once Eddie Brock becomes infected with the symbiote, he uses, like, giant, like, tentacle appendages, which is pretty much what you see in the Ultimate Universe, where the symbiote is actually a biological weapon developed by Parker's dad and Brock's dad.
See, in the trailer, they say they discovered something.
Yes.
So
it's like... It's like a mix. Alien. Right. It's kind of like a mix where it's... 'cause
that's okay.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
It's really hard to do a Venom origin story without Spider-Man, because
I think they could pull it.
Well, no. Well, okay. So he becomes Venom with a giant spider on his chest. Why?
Did they show that?
No, but that is like Venom.
No. But did they show that?
No, they don't show the full costume. They're
not going to show
that. I guarantee you they will. Because people will flip out if they don't. But it's still really fucking weird.
If they're trying to make a relatively serious, not serious movie, but if they're trying to take themselves seriously, they're not going to show a Spider-Man thing.
Yeah, well, then it's just
who
not going
to... Sony?
It is Sony.
Sony, if you're listening, because I know you listen, don't worry about the Spider-Man symbol.
It's just going to piss a lot of people off.
You're going to piss off the 32,000 people that buy the Venom comic books every month.
You mean the 32,000 people who are actually going to go see this?
Yeah, only 32,000 people will see this movie, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Question.
Well, ticket prices nowadays, that's, you know, it's a $30 million opening.
Yeah, because nobody sees it illegally online.
Question on the Venom movie.
Go ahead.
Produced by Sony,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And outside of the MCU, correct?
Sure. So what happened was it Feige said, no, this is not in the MCU. Then the head of the Sony lady said, no, it is in the MCU. And then 2 days later, a publication or whatever came out and said, it probably isn't part of the MCU. So it's still like up in the air, but if you go on the IMDb page, Tom Holland is still there.
Let's put it this way, John. Spider-Man is Sony, aka Tom Holland is Spider-Man is Sony. There were special privileges between Sony and Marvel, or Disney in this case, to do the Civil War movie and then the Infinity War movie, and that's the kind of crossover. But Sony owns Venom and Spider-Man, and that's the connection, Spider-Man and Venom.
Yeah.
They do not technically at all have to cross over Venom with Disney, and I'm sure they're not going to. They're not going to at all. If anything, you're going to get Spider-Man, but that's it.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but that's the only one that really matters, right?
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Nobody gives a crap about
anybody else. I do not want to see...
Carnage would be great.
Carnage is like, supposed to be in this film.
Okay, good.
And
like, it'd be hilarious if all of a sudden the X-Men show up.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, so that's the crossover?
No way at all anymore now.
Yeah.
Because X-Men is Disney.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
What did you guys...
Saying that'd be a weird crossover.
Yeah.
But with Carnage, going back to the Carnage thing, Woody Harrelson sounds like he's going to be Carnage. He's going to be Cassidy.
So we're getting a pot smoking...
We're going to get a legit crazy guy playing a legit crazy guy.
And then we get him in Solo.
I have a feeling he's going to do better in Venom than he is in Solo.
Fair enough.
Like, you sit there and wonder, like, why Woody Harrelson always plays a crazy guy, and then you learn that his father was a hitman for the mob, and you're like, okay, that makes sense.
So seeing this trailer...
And he's vegan.
I don't want to linger on this trailer. Seeing this trailer, does it make you guys more excited, less excited, more nervous, less nervous to go see this? Because we finally got... Venom talking, we finally got the look of Venom, and then we actually got a relative plot point.
A mix sort of both. Like, on one hand, I'm kind of like, ooh, this, like a Venom movie, ooh. But at the same time, I'm looking at this and going, ooh, I've seen this movie 1,000 times before. Nothing about this feels unique.
Okay.
See, I sort of think it does seem a little unique, at least like on the surface, but having said that, there's a huge list of comic book movies that I could have said that about after watching the trailer, and like 95% of them end up being like 95% like all the other movies. So, you know, who the hell knows? But I guess it was definitely more positive than the first one, for whatever that's
worth. Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Like, this made a lot more people happy because, like Chris said, you finally get Venom talking. The line, "We are Venom," like... That's just a huge line because it's like
Legion. Oh wait,
just the fact that.
Do you think they blew the load with that line?
No.
I think we know who the villain is.
Well, no.
He's the bad guy she works for.
Oh. Well, all right then. How about this? Do you think Tom Holland is the right? Not Tom Holland. Oh, what the
heck? Hardy?
Tom Hardy.
Too many Toms.
Is still the, I know, like Chris Pratt, Evans.
Oh, God.
Hemsworth.
Pine.
No, he's not
he's
in
MCU.
MCU.
Well, he's a Chris.
Well, anyway, do you think he's still the right fit to play Venom?
He's not. He Venom, definitely has the build. The way he talks is just so weird that it just throws me off a little bit. But I mean, it's Venom, so I'll give it the chance. But that reveal at the end is what sold me on this movie, is the fact that Venom looks like Venom with the tongue and everything. And it's not like...
It kind of looked shitty. Is that just me?
It's the trailer.
But the thing is, are you going to expect them to dump a ton of movie to make an awesome-looking Venom? You know, like, in perfection. Or do you think...
Also, Venom kind of looks stupid, so...
Yeah, that is true.
Some of the art in those comic books, though, is phenomenal.
Yeah. It's going to be very interesting. I have the strongest feeling, because they basically set it up, the way the movie's going to go is the bad guy she works for, they mentioned that he's doing experiments and stuff, so odds are what's going to happen, Tom Hardy gets the Venom symbiote, and then...
gets one himself.
And then through the experiments, the bad guy, to get that symbiote back, he tests it on Carnage, creates Carnage, and then it's a huge Carnage versus Venom battle at the end.
That could be a very amazing, cheesy battle.
It could be an amazing
battle. Here's the thing. You put those two together, it's 100% CGI.
Yeah.
So it's going to be either really bad or it's going to be really awesome.
Hopefully it'll be awesome.
Hopefully. Yes. Hopefully, you know, a movie is good. But
I'm hoping that 90% of the movie is not that bike chase that it seems like 90% of the trailer is.
Yeah.
That
whole thing I was looking at, I was like, ugh.
Kudos to them for not showing the whole movie.
The next trailer, they will.
Well, does Sony have that problem usually?
Everyone does.
Well, everybody hires companies to do the trailers.
Everyone has that problem lately.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I've been staying away from Infinity War trailer.
That honestly, they haven't spoiled. But yeah, so trailer one looked like shit. Actual trailer, I'm 100% in on this movie. I'm excited for it. So,
all right. Why don't we skip Paternal till later? Let's visit Vegas odds.
Go Vegas?
Yeah.
All right. So basically, I wanted to put together a Deadpool. Basically, we get to choose who dies, who we think is going to die, basically. So I want to go around. Everybody name somebody, and once that person has been named, they're off the list. You can't name them. So if, like, Sam says Captain America... Chris, you can't be like, oh, you're right, I'm going with Captain too. Like, you have to pick somebody different. We'll do like two rounds, I'm thinking.
Two rounds?
Yeah. Okay. So, John.
I don't know, there's a lot of characters though, dude.
I know. Who knows? We might not get any right, or we could get like two right, or we could get them all right. I don't know.
How about three rounds?
Okay, three rounds. Fine. Three rounds.
All right.
So, John, I was going to start with you.
You want to do snake draft?
Yeah, we'll do that.
All right.
Chris doesn't know what a snake draft is. So we're going to go around, and so let's say I'm last, then I'm first the next round.
Okay, gotcha. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, my first pick, with the first overall pick, I got to play the ESPN music.
Oh, God.
No, I don't. We're not going to talk NFL draft pot tonight, though. That's what I prepared for. All right, my first pick is Vision.
Okay, good pick. Wow, my pen's not working. Chris, can you toss me a pen?
Yes, there you go.
All right, so John with the Vision. Sam, we're going you now.
What? I don't want him to die because I like Ruffalo, but Hulk.
Sam's going Hulk.
Ooh. Wow. He just seems like low-hanging fruit.
Okay. They did say they have no interest in doing a Hulk movie.
Yeah.
So that kind of
helps.
But
I like Ruffalo.
Yeah, I do too. That'd be a sad... I would probably cry if Ruffalo died.
Like, we need more Ruffalo in our lives.
Chris, who you got?
Nebula.
Wow, really?
It's a given.
Okay. Why is it a given?
It's a given.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I see it. It's all like about killing Thanos.
Yeah, we're moving on. Guardians of the Galaxy needs to trim their tree a little
bit. Okay. I'm going War
Speaking
Machine.
Speaking of which.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I'm going War Machine.
Damn. That's the easy bet.
Oh, easy bet.
Damn it. I love War Machine.
And then, you know what? I'm going to literally take the easy bet because he's got some of the best number like odds of dying. I'm going Loki. Because he already pissed off Thanos once.
Wow.
I can see the connection.
Yeah. Like, everybody basically has him dying because he just pissed off... Because basically Avengers won. He, you know, didn't help Thanos in any way.
All the Loki ladies are going to be pissed.
Yeah, I know. So... Chris, back to you.
Are we afraid to dabble into the main?
No.
I'm going to have to go Tony Stark.
Okay, so Iron Man. Okay. So.
Does all three count as one?
No.
Okay.
Sam?
Well, I had to ask.
Coulson. Again.
Dude, how awesome would it be if S.H.I.E.L.D. characters went into... it's just a pipe dream. Pipe dream. Never mind.
I kind of want Coulson to walk into the room and be like, dude, I'm alive, everyone.
Imagine how
awesome
it would be if Ghost Rider from the TV show came in and
Nick
helped
Cage?
And fought the Avengers.
No, from the TV show.
TV show.
I want to be Nick Cage.
It's not. He's we already
Hispanic
established
in the show.
It's not. Yeah.
I don't know. They got a lot of people this one, Chris. Have you seen the poster?
I cannot dude, how awesome would that be
if Nick Cage
Jessica
showed up?
Jones,
amazing.
Jessica Jones showed up. Kevin,
I would be happy if the Defenders like had a cameo in
you,
this.
You know what, how I feel about watching Luke Cage punch some aliens.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Okay, so Sam with Agent Coulson.
Again. Like, he just walks in the room and is like, I've been alive this whole time.
Okay. John, back to you.
So I have two picks, right?
Yes, you do.
I can't believe they fell to me. I'm going to take the Wind River combo.
Wow.
Scarlet Witch and Hawkeye.
That's a good combo. It's a solid choice. I don't think Hawkeye's going to go, though. They established he has a family.
Yeah, but that's like the.
He's also going to retire in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
No, that's, you know, I don't think
with his pension,
that.
He's going to go retire off somewhere.
Ride that bike across the country.
No, I don't.
We bought a yacht. We're going to go down to the Caribbean with my wife.
I don't think they're going to do that.
Well, he hasn't been in any of the posters or promotions for this movie, so that's the only thing where I'm thinking he's not going to die, but. That's just me,
I guess.
So back to Sam now. Sam, with your last pick in the draft.
Black Widow? I'll go Black Widow.
Okay.
I feel like
that's
that would be
bold.
A long
I thought
shot.
They're making a Black Widow that's movie. Bold,
right, but who knows? It could be a
could be
prequel.
Could be a spiritual sequel.
Right. Chris?
I don't want to say. I don't think. I think Thor's going to make it.
Okay.
Going obscure. Happy Hogan.
Okay.
Can I change one of mine to Gwyneth Paltrow?
No.
Like, not the character.
Yeah,
Gwyneth
no.
Paltrow will die. In this movie.
From the. What is that called? The last pick in the draft. Mr. Crap.
Tom Brady.
No.
Not going to die?
No. In the NFL draft, who's the
Mr.
last
Mr. Irrelevant.
Pick? Mr. Irrelevant, that's it. So my Mr. Irrelevant is Falcon.
That's a long shot.
Yeah.
Black Panther. Like, he made us $1 billion. Yeah.
Black Panther is like,
you touch it, nobody gets touched from the Black Panther movie. There's no way.
The odds on Black Panther dying are 1.237 billion to 1 and counting.
All right, what else are those other ones? Go up, just go real quick up the list.
Nobody thought Spider-Man was going to die, so that's good. No one said Gamora.
Not happening.
Going to die.
Can I give you possible others?
Sure.
Everybody?
Winter Soldier?
Nope. He's signed, number one, he signed on for like 5 more movies.
Yeah.
Is he really? Okay, yeah. So I guess no.
Is he even on that list of odds?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
They're really attaching their all their cars to the Stan train.
Which pretty much sounds Stan like he's going to be taking the Captain America role.
Yeah, he has to. Well, him or Anthony Chris Mackie signed on for another few movies as well, if I remember correctly.
Hmm. Well, you just picked him.
No, Sean did.
I did.
Oh, okay.
So, okay, well, here we go. Chris, you said Iron Man. His odds are 3-2.
Okay.
That he's going to die. No one said Captain America. He's a 3-1. Chris, you also said Nebula. She's 5-1.
These are really, like, short odds.
Well,
Nebula's 5-1?
Yeah, there's a chance a lot of them are going to die. Like,
well, that's like, no.
It's Disney, so you have to, like...
Yeah, they're not known for killing people off.
Tone down.
There's zero chance anybody meaningful dies in this movie.
Is this PG-13 or PG?
13.
Okay. This is R. This is NC-17.
Dude,
it's like
imagine if it was R. Oh my god. Imagine if it was R and then everybody got carded at the movie theater. Imagine how much money Marvel would not make. Or Disney would not make.
No one's going to get carded.
Well, if it's rated R,
no one's going to get carded.
Been carded before.
Kids went to go see Deadpool. I don't think this is this. If this was given an R, it would nowhere be close to
this
what Deadpool
theater
was.
That we are going to has carded me years ago.
Yeah, that was years ago,
and I forget what movie it was.
They're not going to. Plus, kids can get in with their parents.
I know. That's the exception.
So Vision is a 5-1.
Hawkeye was a 1-1.
Hawkeye 10-1.
Civil War.
Hawkeye is a 10-1.
That's a fake 10-1. Because what was he? Look him up for Civil War.
I'll do that.
Or later. Not Civil War. Age of Ultron.
Ultron.
He was 2-1.
Hulk really laying it on thick with Age of Ultron. Like,
and then Quicksilver died.
Yeah. Out of the blue, I was just like, okay.
I always love the picture. It's like Captain America shield. And it shows the shield, and it says Hawkeye shield, and it's a picture of Quicksilver.
All right. Next,
Hulk is 20-1. Black Widow is 50-1, and that's basically all the ones that.
That could be like, the long shot. Ones. Hulk. That's a good,
I do like that like, pick.
He
because
is the like most indestructible of
makes,
them all.
It makes a lot of sense, but I want more Ruffalo.
Yeah. Johansson did mention like months and months ago that there's going to be something like a schism between Hulk and Black Widow that basically complicates their friendship.
Their friendship,
whatever.
You say?
Whatever.
So
she's been calling it a friendship, huh?
I don't want to look too much into that.
No. Poor Banner.
I was going to ask the question, who do you think does Thanos in? But I don't want to because I think it's just, I'm going to talk myself into ruining it.
Yeah,
we're not together to talk about that.
I do know.
Odds, what's the lowest odds or the biggest?
Black Panther.
That was the biggest one.
Yeah, and then I think it's Spider-Man is number two.
Was the one? Well, I mean, everybody knows that there's more of those movies, so they have to be alive.
Exactly. I was very surprised that like the Guardians of the Galaxy, like Drax, Gamora, Nebula. Peter Quill.
They're all
like,
pretty.
They're all like decent. There's 0% chance. I think we all agree on this. That Groot is gonna die.
Well, like they already killed him off, and that didn't stop him.
Exactly. But the only reason why I'm surprised about
to thin the herd, though.
I understand they need to thin the herd, but they have one more movie scheduled.
I know, but the thing is, you can still get by without that.
Mm.
Without. You wouldn't get rid of Gamora. Drax sure. Mm-hmm. I can see. You know, but in the comics, he's a major fighter against Thanos. Like, he's a contender against Thanos. So, yeah. I don't know.
Can I get really pedantic here for a minute?
Go ahead.
Are we saying dead means die in the movie or dead at the end of the movie?
By the end.
People can die and come back.
Yeah.
By the end of the movie.
Yeah, by the end of the movie.
Okay. So permanently dead.
And based on reviews, it's not a spoiler, but it's not. Yeah, go ahead. Everybody has basically said that they're like, it feels like this movie feels like there's consequences, which means, you know.
That could mean anything. They could all get audited at the end.
Maybe.
Like the IRS just shows up and like.
What's Doctor Strange at?
Oh, he's
everyone forgot about him.
8-1.
Going 8. Hold on, let me find out where.
Who? Cap?
No.
Because have they ever said there's another Strange movie coming?
Strange is 8-1.
I do really want to see that fight between him and like the other Mystic with the needles in his face. I want to see that
They're
fight.
They're playing up a lot of Strange.
And that's pissing me off. I don't want it to be Strange.
Yeah, like, which is weird since like. It's Doctor Strange. Like, I don't really remember much of that movie.
There's not much to remember.
They won't kill Wong.
No.
It's the comedic relief in Strange. They won't get rid of
Wong.
That'd be so Wong. But would it be white?
Okay.
All right. Let's move on. A couple minutes of Paterno. I got the sense that it was the same thing as the I, Tonya movie, where your opinion was already made about this person,
like, and maybe she did it.
And your opinion was already formed, and this movie was put out in order to maybe change some of those minds, particularly for the I, Tonya one. But this one is a little bit.
I have no idea what this movie wanted to do.
And there was no plan.
Like, I was sitting there watching this movie, and I'm like, why am I watching this movie? Like, it doesn't feel like you're like either trying to humanize Paterno or like really
make him crazy.
Like, make him seem crazy, or, like, be like, he did something very, very wrong, or what? Like, I had no idea what they were trying to do, like, and I was like,
well,
so.
I think part of it, so, obviously, Paterno, which just came out on HBO, starring Al Pacino as the titular role, Joe Paterno during the Jerry Sandusky I don't know what the hell you even want to call it. Incident. What was that? 2010? Something like that?
Somewhere around there.
Anyway.
Indictments and all that.
Sam, I kind of agree. You know, I don't think this was ever going to be a movie where anybody's opinion totally changed. I think maybe you get a little bit broader context of like when the shit finally came about or came to light. You know, he wasn't really equipped to handle the situation because he was just like really old and kind of starting to lose it. You know, like he could be in the box and, you know, focus in on the football, but really couldn't, you know, see the broader picture at all. Like he really, it takes him like what, like 2/3 of the movie to really understand what's even going on, like the extent of it all. Even though it sounds like he still had to testify before a grand jury, like maybe 6 months or a year before that, which, okay. But I don't know. It doesn't. I guess the interesting thing about this movie to me was that, you know, you go on this whole, like, did he, didn't he know, when did he know sort of thing for, like, I don't know what, pretty much the entire movie. And then you find out at the end, oh, yeah, he knew in, like, the 70s.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, okay, so what the fuck was that movie? Like, what was the point?
Yeah, it felt like they wanted it to be shocking, but it kind of fell, kind of, it was just a dud. It was like,
yeah,
oh,
they were pointing in one direction, and then right at the end, they turned.
It wasn't even that, like, it just, like, it was like, yeah, okay. We kind of felt like he already knew something.
Yeah. But they portrayed him as like a senile old man who didn't remember things.
Mm.
Whether or not that was true at the end, I don't think we've actually known. But
Well, I mean, it sounds like they talked to him, you know, like there's one of the scenes, the administrators, like they talked to him about it in 2001. Like there was no way he couldn't have known, sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know, like obviously he was in on those conversations. The only thing that maybe was very illuminating to me is like how much of a dickwad his son was, or one of his sons, Jay Paterno.
The coach guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He did come off as just like terrible.
Wait, which one?
The coach.
Not the fat one, the other coach, not the warrior.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Not the guy from Heroes.
Yeah.
But the other guy.
Oh, it's got to be my reference too. The guy from Heroes.
Dead air.
It wasn't a good movie, but it wasn't a bad movie either.
No,
it was fine. There.
You wouldn't. It's not a waste of time to see it, but it's not.
I wouldn't
not
recommend
really
this
there.
To anybody.
Like, no, it's just a good kind of rewatch of the events in an hour and a half period. Just this is when things happened. This is what it was about. It's not. You're not gonna change your mind about Paterno at all. So. I forgot that there were riots.
Yeah.
I forgot that there were riots in Penn State.
It's weird because it really, when did he die?
Like not long 2015?
Ago. No,
it was a couple months after.
Yeah, it was like six months after.
Yeah, so when was...
It was like 2010.
Yeah, so that was less than 10 years ago. And it's like, it's crazy how much we kind of forgot about like what happened. I mean, you remember the important things.
Yeah,
but,
remember those, but... Like the riots and stuff.
Yeah,
it's the small details.
Yeah,
like I just am remembering somebody made like a meme on the internet where it was like, it was at one of the Penn State's openers and they had this big banner honoring Paterno and this was years after the scandal and he died, and it said like this is Penn State and the rest of the world is like what the fuck Penn State, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A horrible situation that happened.
Well, anyway, that is on HBO on demand. You can watch that. It's not, like we said, it's not good, it's not bad, it's just kind of eh. But
Pacino's pretty good in it, so
I thought he did a good job.
Yeah,
I thought he did a good job playing Paterno. Well, anyway, next week we're going to talk the 100. The CW superhero. No,
and
just
Justice League.
No, just kidding. We're going to talk Infinity War. So probably the only thing that we'll talk about is Infinity War and maybe a little update on Legion.
Expect the episode to go an infinity amount of time.
Yeah, we'll try and keep it tamed. Well, anyway. If you like
Do we see Red Hulk, yes or no?
No.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
So if you like all of our episodes, you can find them on Podbeats and iTunes and Stitcher for free. You can also send us a message on Facebook, facebook.com/KnightsOfNerdtude, answer the Star Wars trivia question. That does it for us for this week. Until next time.
Bye.
Adios.